This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And it is a new day in America. Finally, a new day. Good evening. Very good evening to all of you. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Just because we worked so hard on this, if things go right when I get done with this. Starting out tonight, we're going to be joined, you know, it's Wednesday, so it's the world according to Second Call Defense. Kicking it off with the boss, Sean Maloney. Have we got Sean? Ah. Okay, so I told you. I listened to lots and lots of people, and I had lots and lots of people that would tell me how bad Trump was, and then they would tell me the things they were hearing in the media. And I would say, you're just parroting what you hear in the media. You got to make your own. Okay. Now we got Sean Lowe. Sean, please turn down your computer.
Yes, I am here. I was listening to you talk about me being here, and I didn't get the phone call yet, and I just thought we were delayed.
Yeah. Well,
What a difference a few days make. I feel so much better about everything.
Yeah, Sean and I were texting late last night, and I could, you know, in text there's no tone of voice, and I could see a little nervousness. Although, you know, I stayed up later than you did, and I knew when Florida went, it was done.
Yeah, I did something completely different, folks. I decided that I was so sick and tired of mainstream media lying to me, trying to make me believe things I knew that weren't true. That I decided I was going to tune out. I was not going to watch anything on TV. Didn't matter who it was or where it was. I was going to let the excitement or disappointment of my friends inform me how the election went. So I went to the NRA party for a little bit, came home, and then my phone started blowing up. I would say about 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. Text messages, everything, just everybody giving their own narrative as to what was happening, and I still had no answers. But it was just building and building and building, and then I got down in Michigan and Pennsylvania, and I was saying, please let it be Pennsylvania that pushes them over the top, because that's where I was born and raised, and I had confidence in the people of Pennsylvania. So, and I also want to point out to everybody, if you've been listening to Bill, when was it? April at the interannual meeting with Ted Nugent? You said it was going to happen. You predicted it then, and you never, ever, ever wavered in what you said. So you heard it here first, folks.
Well, one thing I did say also, in the interest of full clarity, I did say that if Trump lost, it would be on the heads of people like Bill Kristol and Kevin Williamson and Paul Ryan and Lindsey Graham and Jonah Goldberg and all of those never Trumpers who,
before you realize what kind of a mess this would be.
Yeah.
I had a friend that told me last night. You know, I grew up with him, Quentin Nichols, my best friend, and he said, if he wins, this will be a miracle. He said, everybody is against him. Every newspaper is against him. The Republican Party is against him. People are bailing on him, and this will be his and his alone, and the people that have been supporting him.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, the problem with these newspapers, everybody really vastly overestimates the power of the mainstream media. I mean, they're out there bleating all, you know, bleat, 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 like all the other sheep do, mm-hmm. trying to get out there and tell us with a straight face what we need to think. And there's just not that many watchers of their programs now. There's just not that many watchers. Fox News beats all of them combined. Which tells you, and I don't think Fox News is especially conservative myself. Mm-hmm. So I was watching Megyn Kelly go into conniptions like she was stunned this was all happening that way. But, you know, I never believed for a minute. I didn't believe the polls. I didn't believe the mainstream media. I didn't believe the talking points because I can look at a picture of a sold out football stadium. And then, Clinton would have a venue where there would be 15,000 Baptist black Americans at this rally, and then it'd be her turn to speak, and 300 of them would go and listen to her. They were already there, and they wouldn't go in there to listen to her. So, you know, the enthusiasm factor for her was very, very low.
Was gone. You know, and think about if you wouldn't have had people locked in early voting. Think about if the people in Colorado could have made their decision when the rest of the world was essentially making their decision and weren't forced to vote early on. You think about how things have been changed, and if people could just go back and get their early votes back. And then, more importantly, you know, I was talking to Butler County Sheriff Rick Jones earlier, and I said, why is anybody going to buy a poll or pay for polling service or do anything? And he said, you know what? You're right. We should start our own poll. We're 0 for 0. We're a hell of a lot better than they are. If you think about that, how in the world can these people with a straight face say, you know what? This is our poll.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the mainstream media, Wolf Blitzer was absolutely stunned. He was just, I mean, he didn't know.
That's what I missed. I missed all these people with a deer in the headlights look like, oh, my God, how did this happen?
Rachel Maddow was out there when Florida got ready to fall over the top. She was already talking about a recount of Florida if it was in within a half a percent. So, I mean, they were all moving in this general direction of not knowing what to think or who to think about or whatever. And, you know, I just wish I'd actually had television. I was having to, like, bounce around on the internet and everything. Fox News, I would love to have been on set with them so I could have strangled some of them because they're just so much filler, so much junk they were talking.
Right.
So. Well, I should do that with them.
And if you think about it, though, and really, it's your listeners. It's all of us folks that did this. He didn't win. I mean, he won electoral college-wise. But when you're looking at the total number of votes in Ohio and Florida, it wasn't exactly like he had a lot of room. It took each and every one of us. It took our friends, and it took everything we had been talking about for months to get this done. And I'm proud. I'm proud to be an American. I think I feel so much better just because I understand now that it's just not you and I that are thinking like this. There's people out there that did the very best they could. There's some people that I'm sure voted for Trump that had a very, very difficult time doing it, but they understood it was American, it was our future, it was our kids that mattered at this point in time. And so essentially the people that I would be critical of in the past for not wholeheartedly supporting Trump, they probably brought us to victory. And, you know, I want to thank them. And I know I was critical of them over the past few months and at times angry with them and couldn't understand them. But, folks, we all did it together. It was all of us. And it's interesting because one of the CNN or MSNBC, they gave kudos to the NRA. They said, you know, in Ohio especially, it's the NRA that brought it home. If you think about Ohio, you had Governor Kasich, who did not want to have anything to do with Trump, wouldn't even show up at the convention, is still running a campaign against him. You had the Ohio Republican Party refusing to give him a dime. There was no groundwork. There was no grassroots. There was no feet on boots on the ground because, really, he had no support. The only support from the beginning that he had was the NRA and their campaign field offices and the hundreds of thousands of phone calls and the doors they knocked on and then Americans for Prosperity and other things and other people that came along. But, folks, you
know. Hang on there. We're coming up on the break. Let me do a little selling real quick. Second call defense. You don't have to worry now. You're still going to be able to carry your guns. You need to be a member of Second Call Defense. We'll be right back.
out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Joining us again from Second Call Defense is the CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. Sean, have you noticed that the social justice warriors and the diehard Hillary Clinton supporters seem a lot like the Japanese population of those outlying islands that were convinced that we were going to, that Trump is going to murder them, rape them, and eat their children, and they're throwing themselves off the cliffs? Have you noticed that?
Yes. And I realize something that that right-thinking people, or at least you and I and your listening audience and people that, we would invite over to our house for dinner, we are much, much better losers than they are.
Yeah.
They have a hard time with victory because they rub it in everybody's face, and then they have a hard time with losing, too. I found that we seem to think, if you want to use a football analogy, that when we score a touchdown, we act like we've been there before and we're going to do it again. And they just have a hard time. And if you look at Clinton's, her speech, her concession speech, you know, much the same way, offhandedly. And thank God she offered to help Donald. You know, I can sleep now tonight because, you know, she's offered to help him. And I think probably the biggest thing that opened my eyes was Tim Kaine of Virginia. You don't win Virginia with your vice presidential candidate being from there?
Yeah. I noticed that there were demonstrations and they were throwing things and, you know, talking a bunch of stuff. And, I mean, When I took the oath, when I put on the uniform, I resolved that I was going to defend the nation. The nation. I didn't get out there and say the liberal nation or the conservative nation, the heterosexual nation, the gay nation, the males nation, the female nation. Just the nation. Do they not understand that's how we really feel? I mean, are they that indoctrinated?
You know what? I think it is separate for them, and they're having a very difficult time because somewhere along the line that and I know this from experience from talking to some progressives. Some of them actually are relatives that are college professors, and they truly believe that that you and I are evil, that we'll bite the baby's heads and we'll rip them off and we'll drink their blood. And that's just the way they are, and they have a hard time reaching out, and so they're going to be caught in a corner, not participating in society, not trying to make their country the best that it can possibly be, because, you know, they're not in charge. So it'd be interesting to see how they come together, because they're still rioting in California and on different parts on the West Coast. Most of those seem to be at college. I'm not sure of, I could be wrong of anything that is kind of spilling onto the street, so to speak. But I think for the most part, I'm not sure if they can't accept it, if they, or what their problem is, but truly, they don't believe that anything can be done to benefit them. Theirs was the right way, and it was the only way, and nothing else matters.
I want to see what the next couple of, I mean, the Wall Street is already starting to rebound, which that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good when Wall Street starts to rebound. The other part is, I want to see who he picks. I mean, there's a couple of people I'd like to see him pick for his cabinet. And I sincerely hope that he picks the people that were loyal to him. I'm pretty sure he will. But he's a good manager. I mean, you don't put up buildings like he does and not be a good manager. He'll put a decent team together. But I mean, what do you think about his victory speech? Now, he sounded pretty plain-spoken presidential to me.
Well, and he did, and and it could have been, you know, exhaustion or whatever it was, but he sounded well. And you know what's interesting beyond his speech is that the people that are slowly starting to warm their way back. Now, I'm talking about local Butler County politics. We had our treasurer, for example, had some very, very bad things to say about Trump until today. Oh, I think, you know what? You know, he's not the evil person I thought he was, and I apologize. And then, you know, even Jeb Bush, you know, congratulated him on Twitter. You know, as our president, I'm going to pray for you in the days and months to come. So people are going to start coming back, It'd be interesting to see if they ever would have came back if he didn't, if he wouldn't have won. But you'd like to think that, sure. And I think that's what we all voted for, was the team that he has the ability to put together. And I think we as Americans decided it hasn't been going right our lifetime, and we need to make sure that the swamp is drained if it possibly can be. And I think when we looked at Trump, at least I did from the beginning, I had confidence in him that he's a team builder and he can put the right people in the right seats of that bus. And that's what we needed. And I think that that's what we're all waiting to see. And I don't think, Bill, you and I are going to be wrong when it comes to that, because you don't get to be successful. You don't get to be successful doing anything in life unless you know how to share the load, and unless you know how to reach out and make sure that you're getting the best of everybody that you can.
Yeah. I just want to see Giuliani as the attorney general.
Boy, you know what? That'd be something interesting to do if we all sat down for a half hour and let's plug in who we think should be places and compare our list. That would be interesting.
Well, I've heard people say Christie for attorney general, but I don't get
I don't feel that kind of love.
I don't get that. I'm sure he could do something. Maybe it helped. And I don't know. Maybe we could put him in charge of beating and reshaping Obamacare into something usable or something. I don't know.
Well, you know, and the Republicans have a plan, and I've seen the plan, and the plan makes a lot of sense to me. So finally, they've been screaming forever. What's your plan? Well, they've had the plan, and now that can be implemented, that'll be curious. I mean, I'm telling you, Obamacare has another year. It's going to drain society. It's going to sap all the money out of everybody, and flat out, we just can't afford it. It's insurance time for everybody. In fact, I've been getting phone calls over and over again for me to sign up for a plan. Well, I'm not on their plan, but it's interesting how, you know, they're pushing it right now. And can you imagine if this election would have been a month from now when people start stroking those checks and realizing how bad their medical coverage is? Things would have been even a bigger rush.
It would have been even huger. Second call defense. In addition to getting that attorney-client privilege right after you defend yourself if you have to, you also are enabling a group of guys that are activists that you don't see, that go to places like Colorado and Virginia, and they're on the ground working, getting, you know, knocking on doors, vote for Trump, all this other stuff. Activists, warriors on the ground, ideological combatants. That's Second Call Defense. We'll be right back. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
Aha! Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, cure me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Indeed. But you have to take that first step and join Second Call Defense. And joining me again is the CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. Okay, so we're sitting back and we're patting ourselves on the back. I think we deserve pats on the back and congratulations. But Bloomberg's still out there. And the other thing that is looming for us to consider that I've been wondering about, and I've never brought this up to you, I think there should be some sort of federal preemption on the Bill of Rights. You know, I think they should be able to walk in. I mean, they do it already. The right for abortions, they already do that. They already use that supremacy clause on that. Is there going to be a moment, should there be a moment while we've got everything for them to push for preemption of the Second Amendment throughout the United States to where if you cross from Pennsylvania with a concealed carry permit and two hollow point bullets in the back seat of your car to where if you cross over into New Jersey inadvertently and get pulled over because you're sitting by on the side of the road texting, that you get locked up and have the book thrown at you?
I agree. Right now, I mean, they would do it, and we know who they are. Well, if you're looking at that, national reciprocity should be one of the first things to be discussed and considered. That should be passed. we should make the Second Amendment truly universal in application throughout the United States, because that's what our founding fathers intended. Our constitutional rights do not change, nor do they end at the state line. And it only makes common sense that a national reciprocity exists, that our constitutional rights be extended throughout the land, and that should be a priority. And you are right, because national preemption penalties should be there. You cannot violate a person's rights with impunity and say, oh, well, I was wrong. There needs to be punishment. There needs to be teeth in what our federal government does to protect us and our constitutional rights. So I agree 100%. That's one of the first things that should be done. My God, we got the head coach and we got the offense and defense, so let's take it all and let's use everything. I mean, we have to do it now when we can. It's just like we got to load up the Supreme Court. Every opportunity we can get to make those appointments to protect ourselves from generations to come, we have to use. That's the mandate. People talk about a mandate. Well, the Republican Party created Donald Trump. They didn't support Donald Trump. Donald Trump is there.
Yeah.
Now it's time. It's time to take the reins and to do what drain the swamp and everything else. And he's a Second Amendment advocate. And I think that's smart. National reciprocity, preemption applies. Preemption with teeth. You lose, you pay.
The first thing concerning Trump, you know, I would have to say that victory belongs to the grassroots, because Trump was purely reactive. He didn't like to spend money on ad buys. He would go out and create a media event, and they would cover him because they were looking for, you know, something to hang around his neck. The Republicans didn't back him. There was a few, you know, Sessions backed him.
Right.
But most of the people that were backing him were sort of stealth backing him.
Right.
And, you know, the polls were never working out the way we would have liked to have seen them. But at the same time, I'm sort of happy the way the polls did work out, because a lot of people had this. Even Hillary believed
right. That
it's just a matter of time now. So, you know, looking at what happened with Trump, you know, I want to see where he goes. But my biggest issue right now today is going to be with two things. It's going to be with these people that seem to believe are baby eaters for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, do they understand that, I mean, especially these colleges, I'm pretty sure they're intelligent young people. I'm much more intelligent than I was at their same age, except I watched them marching on these streets and everything. And I was just imagining what happens if they come around this corner and there's eight guys standing across with plate carriers on. One pops a flare to get their attention. And they're just looking at these guys, and it's eight facing 800. And those eight guys know they're going to win. I mean, they're out there advocating for violence. What happens when they finally find it?
Well, you know, and that's the thing. And that's why when you get to that point in time, you have to hope that certainly training kicks in. But, you know, more than that, it's sometime there has to be accountability. You know, I talked to several police officers today, and, you know, you hope you're going to have at least your government on your side and helping everybody to understand and not creating division for division's sake, not creating. Think about the number of police officers that have been assassinated in the past 6 months.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting, because I think we have the ability to pull America together in a way that the Democratic Party and the progressives could never do that. You know what? They're still doing it. If you look at, you know, what the progressives are doing and what Soros is still doing and what Bloomberg is doing, we got to remember, folks, you know what? There's universal background checks now in Nevada. For the most part, if I want to lend my shotgun to you, I can't do it without a background check. It is that difficult and is that extreme, and people think we're joking, but we're not. They can take that to wherever they want to go. And folks, universal background check only works with one thing, and that's with the registration of firearms. So now line up, let us know what you have. So if you're going to give your son a .22 rifle, I know that you had it, and now I know that he has it. And then you know what? I have a nice little gun registry.
So I guess at SHOT Show this year, when we're walking around, we'll be looking at pictures of guns, because we won't be able to pick them up.
That's an interesting proposition. At SHOT now. I mean, talk about a battle cry. It, you know, as far as they would want to take it, I guess, and maybe, well, you know what? The law still applies inside of a private building. The federal law is a federal law as it applies to universal background checks. So I guess everything's got to have a chain on it or a cable through it, so you can't really take possession of it, I guess.
Yeah. Am I right or wrong in thinking that during the Civil Rights Movement, when they would go down there to enforce desegregation, that the feds were out there enforcing preemption?
Well, you know, that's a good point. And essentially, you know, that's what the feds were doing.
So well, anyway, I mean, I'm just thinking that, you know, I look at what happened during that time is about civil rights, rightfully so, I think. And nowadays, with the whole gun thing, I think if they're incarcerating somebody in New Jersey for having a couple of hollow point 22 rounds, well, then I think that's when they need to walk up there and bail them out and say, nope, we're taking them out of here. So,
no, and I agree with you. When we let that happen, I mean, what kind of application does the Constitution have? You know, and the federal courts, you know, have let states and have let agencies interpret and apply and screw and twist laws in the name of public safety,
yep,
or in the name of their ability to control what happens in their borders. But folks, the Constitution, you know, preempts everything. The Constitution is the basis for all our laws. The Constitution is what uniformly is applied and is enforced throughout the country. There's never any question what the Constitution is. There's never any question, you know, about what the First Amendment says. Those are steadfast, and all of a sudden, you know, we make them something they're not, and people say, well, you can't. How are you going to overturn Heller? There's a million ways you're going to overturn Heller. The first
Hang on,
is,
Farmer.
But
we're going into break. We'll be right back.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
And welcome back. That wasn't 12 seconds. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Indeed. Joining me again from Second Call Defense's CEO and founder, Sean Maloney. So we've got... Do you think Obama's going to pardon Hillary?
You know what? I just opened up an email and I had someone mention, "Hey, did we talk about this today?" And probably not, but we've all thought about it. But without a doubt, I think, and it's going to be because we as a nation have to heal, and we don't need these distractions. Trust me, that's why it's going to be. It's not, it, you know, and. I think about, as an attorney, as a defense attorney, I think about the thousands and thousands of people that are serving time, some hard time, for doing much less. And the rule of law is gone in America, and they're going to keep extending that, and they're going to keep breaking the back of the judicial system and the legal system in America. And that's really, that's one of the pieces of blowback that are going to come out of this. How do you justify sentencing people when she is running around there? The Clinton Foundation is running around there without impunity. People are saying, well, the Clinton Foundation is probably going to fold up. Well, yeah, there's no reason. That'll tell you that nobody's paying $12 million for speeches. They're paying $12 million for favors, folks. And so the Clinton Foundation rolls up, but, you know, all that money goes away with them. What a deal. You know, I'd lose the presidency for a couple hundred million.
Would you?
Yeah, I probably would.
Now, with a presidential pardon, can Trump go after her even after she is pardoned? If Obama is the pardoner?
You know, I'm not an expert on constitutional law as or the statutory law as it relates to pardon, but I think his powers the pardon cannot be overridden. Now, if something newly discovered, totally different, away from the pardon came out, but I'm sure that their attorneys and the Justice Department attorneys will make sure that that's pretty much bulletproof for her. But once this pardon, once the pardon's there, I think she walks, she's free, and she can write books and tell everybody how she cheated us all and how she committed the crime. And I would just like to kind of know why she set up these other servers. And how can you be that stupid to think that, you know, in today's day and age, you're not going to be hacked? And has somebody ever really said maybe you might not want to send an email?
Does this mean he's going to have to pardon Huma Abedin and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and...
You know what?
All these people, Lois Lerner, Koskinen or whatever his name is, all these guys that have become weaponized against the United States, all these alphabet organizations, is Obama going to have to give out just a whole blanket pardon to his entire executive staff?
Either that or what will happen is they give them use immunity. They give them immunity for their information. They'll never testify, but they've cooperated with the FBI, so we've given them full immunity. So really they can't be prosecuted. So you could probably set about doing it that way. As far as pardons go, you know, I can't remember in recent memory when pardons are handed out to blocks of people, but also based on the information I'm getting of how many people are being let out of prison, I don't think that would stop them. What are we talking, 60, 70,000 people?
Yeah.
You know, crazy. And you know what? You know what is very curious? The majority of these people, their crimes also include gun specifications. So Mr. I hate guns and Mr. these people that use guns and crimes need to be punished? Well, no, they need to live out their sentences. So now with all the gun specifications, everything being added, they're even bigger bunch of hypocrites that they are. But, you know, I think probably the first thing that's going to happen when Donald Trump gets in there, I'm hopeful that he walks into wherever that box is that keeps all those orders.
Yeah.
I hope he just torches them.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what the executive orders are anymore, but that should be part of probably one of the first things, to get rid of the unconstitutional executive orders and beef up our military, loosen up the rules of engagement, and let's just shut ISIS down.
Has he made any indication as to who his Supreme Court nominee would be?
He mentioned somebody, and he's out there early on. But then here's a list of 20, I think, is where it's at. And I think when people looked at that list of 20, they were all a pretty solid bunch of 20. So I think in the beginning he tried to narrow it down, but then thought better of that. And then I know there's a list of these are the people that I will consider. And you know what? With the House and the Senate like this, we got to remember, we have hundreds upon hundreds of federal district court vacancies,
yep.
Magistrates. I mean, just the Supreme Court is the least of our problems. We have a broken federal court system because we don't have the people in place to take care of the problems. And so there's stuff that's been languishing for years.
One of the things that pains me is that one of the guys that seems at least as smart as you and I were on this one is Mitch McConnell for not allowing a Supreme Court nominee to go forward.
That was key. And
yeah.
and that did take some guts. And I was surprised that it went away that easy, if you think about it. You have the President of the United States. You have a person running to be the President of the United States. You still have a lot of senators, and you have the people that know the importance that we better get it now. And it kind of went by the wayside pretty quickly. And
well,
I can criticize McConnell, but that was key.
When you got the former head of the Judiciary Senate Committee, who's now the vice president, who you've got on tape saying, well, let's see, we're 18 months out from the election. I think we should wait till the new president comes in to consider the next Supreme Court justice, shouldn't you? And when you got that happening, and you know, he's still on the stage out there going, you know, doing one of his famous monologues, buy a shotgun. That's sort of hard to walk that back.
Yeah, it is. But you know who I'm proud of? Kentuckians. My God. You know, and it's right next door. I border Kentucky, and I think about what a battle Ohio is. Why can't it just be Kentucky? Why can't everybody be Kentucky?
Kentucky sort of shifted, haven't they?
Oh, tremendously, because you didn't know. I mean, I consider Kentucky to be a blue state. And certainly they've made a big shift. But you know what? You've got an awful lot of military people there. And you have an awful lot of people that just know the difference between right and wrong, and good, solid people. And you know what I think also happened? With all those coal miners, all those frackers, all those people that you know, I grew up with, they finally got the chance to realize what was happening. And I think you're going to find when we start burning the clean coal again, we up production, we start fracking, and, you know, Frack Nation doesn't exist. I grew up around where that was happening, that our gas prices are going to be lowered. Our fuel prices overall are going to be better. There's going to be more money injected in the economy. We're going to be welcoming businesses back to America. We're going to be producing things again. We're going to be building things again. And we're going to be, instead of shipping everything away, and instead of coddling the Middle East, I think it's going to be a change that we're all going to be so happy to have. And you know what? I feel good about being an American. I struggled and I struggled and I struggled to make sure. I still cry at a national anthem. You know, I'm getting older. I guess I'm getting soft. But I can't keep my eyes dry. That's who I am as an American. And that's who most of us are. And finally, we get to move forward. And we need, and we get to help each other. And that's the thing. For so long, you know, the Hillary Clinton, they talk about how mean and evil and how divisive we are. Well, that's garbage. We're not. We were never those people. But we tend to buy into whatever people are saying bad about us. And which is nice, because we let the establishment ruin Romney, but we didn't let it happen. Or maybe I should say that Donald Trump didn't let it happen to him.
Yeah. Trump didn't let that happen. That he didn't get he knew he didn't have any cover, so he just came out swinging the whole time.
Yep.
We're about to flip into the next hour. Second call defense. You're not just taking care of yourself. You're getting some other stuff out there that goes well beyond what you're paying for. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Hey, congratulations, America. We won this one.
Yes, we did. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Dr. Herb London.
Hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.